Hey guys, is blood thicker than water? And has the line been drawn? Let's see tonight on Basketball Wives. And we got a special guest. Her name is Kristen.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Tonight's Basketball Wives was a fire! Oh, and the center of all the drama is this beautiful lady to my left, Miss Kristen Matuay. That's Creole, y'all, if y'all don't know.
That good French Creole.
Yes, that French Creole. And speaking of French, I am Michelle Madison. You can find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV. And our special guest,
Kristen Matuay. You guys can find me on Instagram and IG, Chris Marie, CRISSMARIE.
What about Twitter?
It's the same. So Chris Marie for both.
And Miss Lauren?
She keeps it the same across the board. I do the same thing. Exactly. Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
Hello, all. I am Tequila Jackson. You can find me across all social media at Tequila_IAM.
Oh, guys, let's get into it. Okay, yes. The last two episodes of Basketball Wives has been on fire. And like I said, the core, I guess, you didn't really cause it, but you're kind of the name keeps going around.
Right.
Kristen, you everybody's mouth. Okay, I shouldn't have said it like that. Let's go back to last week, because we have you here, so we have a lot of questions to ask. Okay. I mean, there's layers.
Right.
So, first and foremost, Makeover Gate.
Oof. Yes.
Go.
Okay. Let's start from the wine safari. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear.
The shorts.
It was a safari. Uh-huh. We were walking in dirt. So they don't show. I mean, yeah, it's Malibu, but it's not that glamorous. It's not like we're sitting at a table with a nice layout. You know what I mean? And we're just, we're feeding animals. Like, you guys see the zebras, you guys see the giraffes. Like, why would I wear some really expensive shoes to something like that? Like, I'm just saying.
Well, and I've been to Malibu Wines before, and I know that the actual Malibu Wines, like, the tasting room is, like, a world away from the actual, like, safari. So if you're going on the safari, like, you're in a truck.
Right.
Like, going to see animals.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and if you guys saw, we were in the truck, and no one could really drink their drink. Like, we're literally like this. Right. Like,
well, Jackie was holding hers.
Well, Jackie was girls gone wild, okay?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what she was, as everyone saw.
Good definition.
But, no, yeah, so I just felt like, okay, I mean, I was told, like, you know, you guys, it's going to be the zoo type deal. So I'm like, okay, hey,
be casual.
I dressed the part.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know, I was being one of the, what was I called? The people, the guys.
Safari.
Yeah. You know, I was being the safari guy from what I heard.
Someone said that on the show.
They did. Yeah. Someone did say that.
And then what did you think about Evelyn, since, you know, given the explanation of what you wore, you felt like it was appropriate for the situation. How did you feel about Evelyn approaching you about the makeover? Do you think that it came from a genuine place?
Okay,
so
I'm going to start from here.
Okay.
Me, personally, I'm not a girly girl.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I would rather take tennis shoes over heels any day.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
and so with Evelyn, I honestly, because we talked about it, and even after the whole makeover, when me and the stylist got into it, Evelyn came to me several times and was like, that wasn't my intention. Mm. You know what I mean? And just from our relationship and how she had reached out to me prior, you know what I mean, on her own.
Okay.
And really, like, she really was like a big sister. So I knew it wasn't from, like, a shady place.
Okay.
You know, it just went shady when
other people got involved.
Exactly.
Mm. Well, yeah, and that's what it came across too for me watching it. It seemed that Evelyn's intentions were really pure.
Mm-hmm. No, but they really were.
Yeah, and I feel like you guys seem to have that kind of relationship where I don't feel like she would overstep her boundaries in that way. I think she read the situation and was like, you know, we're out of here. Let's move on.
Right.
And someone else could not move on.
No. Oh, you're going to get into that situation. We're going to get into that. So, and then real quick, you said Jackie, you felt like Jackie didn't give you a heads up.
No, she didn't. And because I had asked her several times, like, okay, Jackie, you mm-hmm. know what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, you knew? Do you know? Is there any, like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And she was just like, no, I didn't know. But obviously, as I'm watching.
And it'll be awesome.
Yeah, as everyone, I'm watching, right, everyone yeah. is like, oh, you were. I mean, even though she was like, oh, I'm going to be mad. But it's like, still, like, let me know. Like, mm-hmm. okay, warning. Yes. You're going to be hit with a makeover. So act surprised, but just know that that's what you're walking into.
And it helped you as far going into, as I made that prediction last mm-hmm. week, like if you were friends on any level, she right. should have at least gave you some kind of forewarning or heads up. And plus you being new to the group as well. Mm-hmm. And that would have maybe helped you not be so like mad about everything that took place. Mm-hmm. And then maybe Sania come in through and
right.
her no. off the chain.
And I agree. Because honestly, I mean, me being new to, mm-hmm. I mean, it's really intimidating.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm the new person. You know what I mean? It's like, you do wonder if you're being judged. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And you do wonder, like, okay, are you guys really
my friends
cool. to get to know me? Right. You know what I mean? So I was really just like, it was really more of, I was just going into a defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because just like, yes. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know where it was coming from. And then it's like, I'm just sitting there. So it's like, oh, excuse me. And then it's like, I'm sitting there. We had mimosas. So I'm drinking. I'm a little buzzed. And mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, whoa, wait a minute. You yes. know what I mean? So that's where my standpoint was.
But I thought you handled it very
you
well.
Really you really did. That too.
You were a trooper. Because you kept week. Saying, you know, I'm going to give this a try.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a try because...
Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, I am a team player. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what people don't know. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this for shits and giggles, mm-hmm. but trust me, I'm going to go back to putting on what I want to wear.
Right.
No matter what. You know what I mean? I'm very true to who I am, so...
Well, I can imagine, like, there's actually... I mean, I don't know. Maybe there's something fun about the idea of a makeover, and if you start to embrace the idea, you know... Yeah. It's like, okay, cool. Like, we'll give this a shot. We'll see how this goes. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. hey, maybe I can learn something from it. Maybe there is something that, you know, good that can come out of this. But it seemed like the minute that it started to go south is when the whole thing should have just been called.
Yes. Yeah. And, but see, that's what people don't see. People didn't see is Evelyn was really like, you know what I mean?
Ready
like,
to live.
Like, okay. like, shit is going left, Chris. When, like,
yeah, because you barely get like a little taste of Evelyn coming yeah. to you and just being like, yeah. I'm so sorry.
No, yeah. And, that, yeah. Right. and that's we what people that. Didn't see. Is she yeah. was okay. like, you don't have to like get the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like, do you see the shit that is laid on the bed, bitch? Get up.
And blue and red wigs.
Which goes into what we're going to talk about now. So the stylist. All right.
Ho.
Has anyone ever worked with a stylist? Had a makeover? No. Been a stylist? Okay.
No.
I used to work at BCBG, so I would
style other people.
Right?
Yeah, you know, to some extent. Help.
Take
yeah.
this one out.
have you ever worked with a stylist prior to this?
You know what? Well, I'll just sidebar. I am a photographer, so I have.
Yeah, you have an eye.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I have worked with people styling people that I've taken pictures of.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just, I mean,
okay.
and they've, you know, went in there, did the job, didn't say nothing.
Yes.
And that was that.
Left their opinion.
So, I mean, one of the things that was mentioned was professionalism. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. when you're going to work with a client, especially if someone you're bringing them out of their shell to say, or somebody mm-hmm. different, like you said, you know, you're more of a, you know, Converse, Kicks kind of girl,
yeah.
not so girly girl, you know, and you want to pull them out to do some things a little bit more girlier, but kind of within your lines of what you're going to actually do.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I would think that you kind of would have pieces like that.
Right.
And then say, hey, this is you. Let's build from here.
Keyword
and then
pieces.
Also, here's another option that's totally not what you do, but it's in line with your personality. I guess that's just me as a stylist in my head. But I felt like this was more of a personal thing. Because did you know that she knew your sister?
I knew who she was.
Oh, you
okay.
knew who she was?
Personally, okay. I knew who she was.
Okay.
So... Yeah, I knew who she was.
So when she
walked in, I was like, oh, okay.
Okay.
This makes sense.
Okay.
Ah.
So then did you have an idea of, like, her style then before she came? And then when she said, like, hey, I'm going to give you a makeover.
You know what? All I had prior to this, all I knew was her styling guys.
Yeah, she didn't mention
that's what
that.
We keep yes. saying.
Yeah, I didn't.
Which doesn't mean that she can't style.
No. Yeah, but just like
but
I said.
I remember her saying that.
Yeah, and everyone has their own individual style.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
personally, like, what she wears, it fits her. You know what I mean? And this is no shade, but it's like, you know, everyone has like their own swag, whatever. You know what I mean? It can be gaudy. It can be, you know, more classy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Everyone has their own style. And so I feel like her style fits her. You know what I mean? Loud, in your face. Like, that's her style. And I'm not taking nothing from that, but that's just not you. Me. Right. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You guys have both touched on a really interesting point, which is being a stylist means you get to know the person first.
Yes. Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, knowing their personality, knowing, like, what they are going to be comfortable with, and knowing what, like, where they're going to want to push the limits.
Right.
You know, for me, like, that would be pushing the limits. Like, what you're wearing now, I think you look so bomb tonight. Yeah, I think you look super hot. Yeah. But, like, with, like, the dark, sexy and, like, the lace top.
My little emo gaudy.
I love it.
Gothic. And she has on heels.
Yes, I do. Yes, she does. I mean, I came with it. I, you know, I did put my Louis Vuittons on for everyone since, you know, since I don't wear labels, you know what I mean? I'll stick to that one.
By the way, we're jamballing on a budget today.
Right. I put out the big guns since I'm broke. I mean, I'm cute and broke, but, you know.
By the way, guys, we're drinking one of Kristen's favorite wines right now. It's the Graham's Six Grapes.
I can't take all the credit for that. I have to say thank you, Malaysia. She did introduce me to this, and I definitely took it and ran with it. So thank you, girl.
I love it. Well, my favorite part about it is that it's 19.6% alcohol. 19.5% alcohol.
My favorite part is that it's sweet.
It's sweet. Yes. I know you like sweet.
I know. I love a Moscato. So this is actually, I think this may be my favorite red wine right now. Because I'm usually not a red wine drinker.
It's a one glass and you're good. And
the dab will do you.
Okay, we have a
Anyway, so thank you. Thanks for the recommendation. Thanks, Malaysia.
Both of you guys. Thanks. Back to the stylist situation.
It
just felt a little diggy to me. It didn't feel like a lot of things that were said to you. I think that they were digs. I felt like, you know, especially when you're addressing someone and she came in and from what we saw, you were crying already.
See, okay, so this is... That happened after I was sitting there because I feel like when you're a makeup artist, I mean, I'm going to just touch anything when you're dealing with an individual makeup, hair, styling. It's like, you set the energy.
Right.
You know what I mean? And she was setting an energy, and I was trying to literally, like, oh, no, I'm going to do this, ha, ha, ha. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And then I'm like, at the same time, I'm like, oh, this girl is big, so I got to watch what I say. You know what I mean? But it's like I literally was trying to vibe with her. Like, all hands down. You know what I mean? I was trying to give her the opportunity, but when she definitely brought up that meme, it's like what people don't understand is she said it more than once. And so I was sitting there like...
And then she said it was a joke, and I was lost at the joke, too, because that felt like it was disrespectful, or you were trying to throw shade subliminally, and it wasn't funny.
The joke, for anyone that doesn't know, it's the you're not ugly, you're just broke, it has, like, Kylie Jenner before and after picture. So for people that don't know, that's it. Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's exactly right. Like, if I have a stylist that's coming in and it's going to, like, give me a makeover, it's like when you go and get your hair done. If you walk into your hair person and you're like, and you say, what do you want? And you're like, you know, I kind of want this. And they're like,
They're judging you and you're like,
oh, it's not going to look on you.
Or even like, I don't know if I can do that. Like, that's not my specialty, whatever. Yeah. Then I don't want to go to that person and get my hair done. Like, I want to walk in and somebody be like, I got you.
Right.
I got you. We're going to make you look awesome. Like, we're going to make you just feel awesome about how you
see.
You
know, I'm a really nice person, you know what I mean? And I really feel bad for the slack that she's getting, you know what I mean? This is the nice person, this is the nice side of me, you know. But she did come in like, oh, girl, we're gonna get you together. So, I mean, that's
that
how
it got edited out,
how it started, but then afterwards, it's like, dig. Then it's like, wait, are we getting me together? Right. Are we going to key? Are you really just going to, like...
Showtime and Apollo.
You know what I mean?
Right?
And so, and that's where I was just, like, I was sitting there, and then I'm, like, you know, after that, the meme comic kept saying, I'm, like, okay, but you don't understand that. I am dealing with insecurities. Like, I am what 30 pounds overweight, like mm-hmm. over my normal body size. Right. You know what I mean? So it's like, for me, it's like I do dress where I feel comfortable. You know what sure. I mean? Like, okay, hello, these are mm-hmm. triple D's. You know what yeah. I mean? Like, what am I going to do with them?
Oh, girl, I can tell you a whole lot
you know
of stuff.
What I mean? It's
a whole
like,
lot, a whole lot of stuff.
It's like, you know what I mean? But mm-hmm. it's like, I'm sorry, I can't go put the little midriff no. on yeah. and, you know what I mean, without mm-hmm. a nipplet coming out. So it's like, mm-hmm. I put on what I feel is comfortable for me. You. It might not, you might not like it, but mm-hmm. I feel comfortable.
And that's yeah. all that matters.
So,
yeah. it's the esteem of
so that's
self.
Where yeah. I started crying because I'm just like, oh my God, I'm trying to be a team player. And mm-hmm. it's, yeah. this is, it just started to feel very overwhelming. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And her energy was overwhelming me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Sure.
After.
I think a know. Lot of people felt that way. It was just, it was kind of hard to watch.
Well, then it went into the dinner and it overwhelmed the dinner as well.
Oh, mm. yes, the dinner. So. Everyone had to sip.
Three
on
times.
That.
I know, right? We all take a sip on that.
All right, so this whole Palm Springs trip is supposed to be in celebration of Evelyn's successful IVF treatment. Mm-hmm. She said, like, I think 27 eggs or something.
Yes. Oh, yes.
A good
yes.
number. We'll just
a good
say
number.
That.
She got like her some 20. Eggs.
She got some eggs. She had a nice harvest. So the ladies are supposed to be here celebrating. You know, we're coming out of the makeup gate situation with Kristen. And so we're at dinner, and Malaysia brings her bestie, Brandy, who just the night before... Tammy was just saying that, you know, hey, I believe it was the night before.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
was saying that, you know, I like everyone, but just don't have this person in my midst because it's just not going to be good yeah, because right. of the whole Portugal situation. Malaysia decided, you know, this is my bestie. She's my ride or die. Wherever I go. She's like my shadow. And she brings her in. So how do you ladies feel about, I guess... Evelyn, Tammy, and Shawnee getting up once Brandy comes in. You were there.
Yeah, I was there. So. I was sitting there, and it literally, because they went, because what you see is we walk to the bathroom, and we walk out, and as soon as I come to sit back down, mm-hmm. they walk behind me. Like, I didn't, like, they're walking in
oh,
behind
so
me.
See her coming.
Yeah, so when okay. I sit down, they're just, she's like, hey, everyone. Like, you know, super, like, loud, like, hey, mm-hmm. like, I'm here. And literally... I'm not gonna lie, like, everyone's face was like, what the, you know what
yeah.
I mean? And so I was sitting there like, wait,
yeah.
so we really don't like her, huh? Like, so mm-hmm. this is the tea, you know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. I, just like I said, I'm new, mm-hmm. so I'm really like, oh, what does she do? Because,
yeah.
Yeah, I ain't fooling with her.
Girl, you,
no.
didn't, you didn't watch last season?
No, see, I mm-hmm. did, so I knew why Tammy... had the issue, like, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then the season before, I saw why Shawnee had the issue, but I thought her and Shawnee kind of patched it up.
Oh, mm-hmm.
I mean, or fake they patched it up right. or whatever.
TV patched it up.
Yeah, TV patched it up. Yeah, that's what it says. TV patched it up. So I just thought that they could probably coexist, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And just like you said, Tammy did say, I don't have a problem with the girl, I just choose not to be around her right,
right
now,
right.
you know what I mean? And it's like, you have to respect that, that's- especially coming from Tammy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's I thought Tammy was you... so good.
Yeah, she
I was,
did.
I was
cry.
Waiting. I
yeah.
was on the edge, though. I was waiting for something to be
no,
said, especially
she...
because Brandy kept coming for him. So y'all feel threatened? Y'all
uh-huh.
like, come on, girl, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't
right.
do that.
And what people didn't see is Tammy actually said hi.
Yeah, oh, no.
And oh,
we did see that.
Yeah,
we
she actually it. Said, she said hi.
Yeah.
Bye.
Right.
hi.
Yeah,
you
right.
know what I mean? And
right.
yeah, she was like, Tammy was over it. She was just like, over it.
I have to feel her because I'm that person. If I really don't want someone in my space, like,
mm-hmm.
for
I'm going to leave. Right.
Because I don't know what I'm capable of doing.
Exactly.
I can't catch no case.
I can't
I
make that other person
like
leave.
That.
I'm going to start looking my own actions.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I
because
will
I mean,
get up
I like Brandy, but
mm-hmm.
I understand if, you know, you can't mix them. That's just what
right.
it is.
See,
you
know? I don't know her. Like, that was
I mean,
actually,
I don't know her. I just
yeah.
saw her on TV.
Yeah. yeah. No, right. but it's like I haven't even got to interact with her to even...
make your
form an opinion,
right?
So, you stayed at the dinner, yeah?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I was listening, but
yeah.
then you
mm-hmm.
saw like no one could really talk. Cause
I was like, Jackie,
right.
I just want to eat my
clams, right?
And my lobster,
would,
especially if it's on their dime.
Thank
what?
You,
Garcons.
Y'all messing this up.
Another plate of macaroni, lobster, mac and cheese. Right?
She wanted her clams.
yeah,
that
lobster,
I'm
that
girl.
That lobster,
going,
mac
okay,
and cheese
take it
was
to go.
So good. It was so good too.
It looked good.
It was good.
Those drinks too.
It was good.
And then we had a little. How should I say it? A little flashy moment there. Some people get toasted at the dinner.
Oh, wait. Oh, girl, your booty's decent, out.
There we go. The decent got to say her line. Yes.
Restaurant. These white people wasn't ready. There was
no. Right. That was a lot of booty. You guys don't understand.
Let's clarify. That wasn't her outfit. She didn't walk in there like that. She had on a sweater dress with the stockings.
Yeah, with the fishnet.
Which is actually pretty cute. Yes, I liked it. It's just that she was a little nice. And things rolled up because when you got curves, that's what happens.
Yeah, her sweatshirt went back to being a sweatshirt.
You got a whole lot of
stuff. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw it. It had like the crotch had like the opening, so it was like a lot. Why I was like, but what people didn't what people didn't see, I actually caught her from falling.
I seen her tumble.
Wow. So when she first got up and like she was leaning, like I caught her.
That was you? Okay.
I got up, I caught her.
See, she needed that extra 30 pounds on you.
Right. I'm like, girl, shoot, weekend A. These thighs was good for something. No, but yeah, no, I caught her. You know what I mean? And she was.
And that was nice of you. Because see, and I should. Me.
I know, I could have let her fall.
That's right, you could have. You're the bigger person, girl.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. It's like, I'm not always
a big person. Me and the devil going to be talking about all the petty stuff.
I can't always
be the bigger person.
See, for some reason, I always take the high road. Like, even if I'm not wrong, like, because I just feel like it's no point to hold grudges.
Like I'm with you on that.
Trust me. I'm going to talk some shit first, but, you know. I'm just like, it's no point. You know what I mean? Because I feel like if we walk out the door and something happens, like, I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah.
Too much energy.
Yeah, it's way too much
energy.
Too much energy.
I'm working on that. I'm that friend.
I'm on top for everybody.
I'm that friend. I hold on to that grudge forever. All right, so we had that little fiasco, and then going to now outside when Brandy approaches Evelyn, Tammy, and Shawnee about why they can't sit at the table. I mean,
yeah, that was intense too.
Yeah, I thought it was a little much, especially going in their faces.
Yeah,
like, especially going in the face of like a Tammy. Yes. And Tammy had a cigarette in her mouth, like that old man on the corner store. Like, you know.
Yeah, no, she was
getting her nerves together.
Yeah, like, no, she literally was counting to 10.
Like, I bet.
And what did she expect to happen when she went out there and like talked to them? Like, what did Brandy expect to get out of it? Other than just a fight.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a $1 million question.
Right? And if she wanted just to understand why everybody was coming for her and not liking her, her tone, her demeanor, her approach, everything was just so wrong. You're being very aggressive right now.
It was kind of like, nanny boo boo, I'm here and
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it felt like to me. I was just like, she's just rubbing her nose in it and just trying to make people bad.
Brandy,
and
I like you. I love you because you're a gorgeous girl. But this time, yeah, I thought she was a little immature with that.
Well,
but and then my thing too, I was kind of a little down on Malaysia. Like, oh, look who I found, girl. We all wearing Palm Springs. You just didn't find her out in these streets. Okay?
I don't know.
And like you said, just after the conversation where Tammy was already like, I'm gonna be real with you. Yeah. You cool. We good. But your girl, I can't.
Right.
And I don't know, like, this elementary, I guess, thought process deal. This is my friend. She's going to be where I'm at and I'm going to be where she's at.
Which,
again,
that's a ride or die, and I have to commend Malaysia for being that ride or die.
Yeah, no, she's definitely a ride or die.
But I think in that would have been like, it had to have been a sit down with the two of them, like what Shawnee did with Evelyn and Tammy. That's what Malaysia needed to do with Shawnee. Well, I guess Shawnee and Brandy, and then Brandy and Tammy. Mm-hmm. Like, separate and then bring them all together.
Right.
Like,
But honestly, it really, like, the other ladies, I think, didn't, like, would have just been, like, whatever, but they were really, like, riding for their friend.
Right.
So it was really, it's really,
it's
Tammy.
A line.
It's Tammy. It's like, okay, just like Malaysia rides for Brandy, like, Shawnee and Evelyn are doing the same for.
Exactly.
For, so it's officially LA versus Miami? Is that what we're doing?
You know what? That's what it's looking like, because I don't.
Especially now that Evelyn and Tammy are on the same team.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I never thought I'd see that happen.
That's like LeBron and Kobe. Right. Like LeBron and Shaq.
Right.
Like one of those.
It's like the Golden Girls, like you said.
We are the Golden Girls. We're going to get into that because we're going to see which Golden Girl we all are. Which it's like Sex and the City. We all have a character.
Right.
Okay. So we're past that now. But now let's get into some Tay Tay Tay. Tonight's episode.
Okay.
Take a swivel.
Everybody take a sip because we're going to need it.
Take a little sip, a shot, drink some water.
I might need my cup
if you need to.
Some more water.
So we get back from Palm Springs and we see Sanaya and your sister Asia meet up and have a talk. And some information is disclosed.
Right.
It's disclosed that, one, your weight has to do with your eating habits. Two, you need attention. So you're basically emotionally manipulative. That's basically what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
In my terminology.
Right.
And three, we have a difference of opinion as to whether there was an abortion or there was a miscarriage.
Right.
Which we talked about last week about that's a personal thing with every woman. But if you want to elaborate, if
I mean,
you're comfortable
I'll...
with it, we'll talk about it. So let's go down the line.
Okay. Well, I'm going to address this whole abortion miscarriage right here. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to wait to see what happens.
I'm curious
to see how it's going to play out on the show.
Yeah.
But for the record,
mm-hmm.
when I went to the doctor, there wasn't a heartbeat. I didn't use the correct medical, what is it?
Terminology.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't use a DNC. I didn't say that. I said there wasn't a heartbeat, so I ended up having the abortion procedure, which technically that's what it is.
Right.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so it's like,
I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, do I just stay?
Well, what's the other option? Deliver it? I mean, do you know, like, that's what I'm saying.
No,
like,
yeah.
You did what you had to do.
I did what I had to do, but then what's even crazier is I won't go in depth about what I was actually dealing with through that whole process.
Mm-hmm.
It was more personal,
right?
You know, and that's what I was sharing with my sister is I was an emotional wreck during that whole time.
A lot of parents.
No, but it was even before I found out that it wasn't a heartbeat.
Okay.
I was definitely dealing with a lot of
some stress going on.
Yeah, a lot of stress, and she knew everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's like she definitely took conversations that we had and definitely I feel like that's where that came from. You know what I mean? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm even curious because I'm just like, you know what happened? Like,
right.
You know what I mean?
You were there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're like, yeah, I talked to you. Like, you know what I mean? And trust me, it's like I don't know what she was told,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Really going, because I don't know what her and Sunia like talked, because even watching that, she already looked mad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that just wasn't, that conversation probably happened more than once.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I know my sister. You know what I mean?
She looks mad and we couldn't tell. I didn't know.
No. She was already mad going into that situation.
You see, she was a little annoyed or pissed
about
she
something.
So then
like
who do you think she could have been talking
face.
To?
No, she definitely was talking to Sunia.
Yeah, and, but who else do you think she was talking about?
She definitely was talking, I believe, to Jackie, too.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because what people don't understand, it was a lot of off-camera stuff happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's where we had our falling out. So we actually weren't talking, like, at
around
all.
That time.
Yeah, around that time.
Okay.
So, and, yeah, it was a lot going on.
But still, even if you have a falling out, I mean, the truth is the truth and blood is blood. So that's something else I wanted to get into because I think for a lot of us, it was a shocker to see your sister do that. It was like she basically threw you under the bus, and this is your sister.
Yeah,
and she made the comment that your mothers don't like each other, so why would you guys like each other?
Yeah, and that was news to me, too. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm like, we've never hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, your mom never hated me, from my acknowledgement. My mom's never hated you.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand where... Because they didn't get along, and it's like, of course,
which makes sense, because,
you know, we're a year apart. My dad was doing whatever he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I get it, you know. But as far as hating each other, it's like, I never hated her, ever.
Right.
I never knew she hated me either. Like, you know what I mean? So, like, she was in the room when I delivered my daughter. So, it's like, what type, like, how much hate can we have for each other? You know what I mean? Like, we never hate each other. You're there
at the important parts of your life.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, hate, like, that's a strong word. Yes. And it's like, I would never say I hate her. Because it's like, I don't, like, right now we're not talking. Mm-hmm. You know, I love her. But hate, like, that's tough.
What do you think Asia's intentions were in telling Sania this
to embarrass me?
Really?
Yeah, I really feel like it was to embarrass me.
Why?
Embarrass you? Because just like I said, it was a lot of off-camera conversations happening and going on, and personally, I feel like she was getting information that I supposedly like was talking about her, you know, and I'm like, girl. Little do you know, like, I was your ride or die bitch. Like, I walked out of scenes, like, because I wouldn't throw you under the bus. Right. Like, you know what I mean? So that's where I'm confused, because I'm like, actually, nope. Like,
yeah.
You know, so. Yeah.
Sisters, so you think coming in, because you guys are all new.
Yeah, I was coming in. Yo, coming in. Together. I was, literally coming in, I was like on some like it's us, Matoya's, fuck everybody, like you know what I mean? I was literally telling everyone like I'm gonna let you guys know I can call my sisters some bitches. If you guys call them bitches, I'm gonna I'm gonna slap a bitch. You know what I mean? Like that's what I came in on, and that's even to the end. That's what I was about. You know what I mean? Like I literally, because I'm like at the end of the day, it's like this is never going to go away. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to be able to YouTube this for life. You know what I mean? Like, our kids are going to see this. So that's why I would never, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't. I just couldn't.
Well, I think you hold yourself to a higher standard, I would say, than say most people do. Because I think we've seen in the past where people will do anything for, say, camera time.
Right.
You know? And I think that's something that can come to bite you in the ass a little later down the road. Yeah. But
for you, said you can't play dirty. You won't win.
And it's true. And so I applaud you for holding yourself to a higher standard, because I think that you're exactly right. Like, we live in an age where things don't go away.
No, it doesn't. Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't.
And every little thing that you say, do, wear, tweet, anything is picked apart. And it's up to, it can be completely just subjective, and people can just take it however they want. So I think you've definitely taken the high road. I think the person who didn't take the high road in this situation was Jackie. In this episode in particular.
Jackie gets herself in trouble.
Well, here's the thing, because Jackie heard the information from Sania and Asia and literally went to Evelyn and to Tammy. And she went to everybody and started spreading all this stuff before she even came to you. That's why I was getting so mad watching this episode, because I was like, why would you run your mouth before going to the source?
Right.
Which like, she's done
and,
before.
And still, like Evelyn said, exactly.
Yeah, but she went to Evelyn when she heard stuff about Evelyn before. Like, she usually goes to the source first.
She didn't know that situation. Even the Evelyn thing, she didn't go straight to her either.
It just...
From what I know.
You know, I love Jackie. Like, I think she's really fun, and I think she's fun TV, and she's fun to watch. But, like, why? Like, why would you do that? Because you only make yourself look worse by doing that, you know?
The story is what bothers me the most. It's something like that. It doesn't matter. It didn't even matter if it was an abortion. Like, that's your choice as a woman. Like,
right.
It's no one else's business.
That's another thing. Like, I feel like that's that, and I agree. Like, that shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
It should never have been the topic of conversation like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like we're talking about, like, oh, did you see the shoes that she was wearing at last week's party? Like, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard she wore these shoes. Oh, I heard they're from Target.
She said
whatever.
Shorts.
Do you know what I mean? Like, whatever. I love me some Target. I have Target shoes
right now. Are you kidding me? I love Target. I'm a girl. They have the best t-shirts.
Target has really good tanks.
They do.
Are you hate on Target. I love Target.
I do too.
But I'm just saying, like, that's not a conversation that should ever, 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 ever happen unless you go straight to the source first.
Right.
Yeah.
And say, I've heard this, which is why I actually applaud Tammy and Evelyn, not really, but for finally sitting you down and being like, girl, what's going on?
Yeah. Right.
I don't like how they did it, and I don't necessarily like how the whole thing went down, but I at least applaud that they came to you and they right. were like, we heard this. What's the real story?
Right.
I thought it was a great episode. When you first walked into the restaurant, I was like, oh, Lord. I thought they were going to try to maybe pull the claws out and come for you and be just rude and disrespectful. But I thought they did a really good job.
I did, too.
I really thought that it was... feel like it was genuine?
No. It was. And just like what people don't understand is like that conversation was actually way longer.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Yes. But it's like, okay, you get to certain pinpoints, whatever. Yeah. But no, from the beginning to the end, it was just like, you know, like, okay, the Golden Girls. Did you say that? Yes.
I think that's a compliment.
That thank you. Exactly.
I love that you owned it. You did not stutter. You were like, yeah, and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because it's like I did. You know, and the thing about me is I love to give nicknames. Like, I can sit and give nicknames to if you're giving me a look or something, I'm be like, okay, Miss just like you said, Michelle, or Miss Cookie. You know what I mean? Like depending on what I'm feeling, it's like that's what I'm in. Right. From them I'm like, oh yeah, girl, the Golden Girls, girl, they click. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Because they were like, why couldn't it have been Destiny's Child? Well, nobody wants to be Michelle.
Destiny's Child in 94.
Michelle's nice. Like, Michelle's
nice. Yeah, you know what? Michelle, I'm sorry. I love you. But you know, it's
you get it. Yes. She did a commercial. Right. She got some checks for that. Yeah. She gets it.
I know. No, I know. And there's like, there's way worse nicknames that could have come out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, my question is, was the comment like old AF ever? Like, your intentions in calling them Golden Girls was just saying that like they were tight and they were the OGs.
Yeah. Right. They were the OGs. Right.
Okay. It was not like a dig on their like age.
No. It was just like, oh, girl, the Golden Girls, girl. Yes. You know what
we
I'm saying?
See how they operate, especially over the season.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they're a clique. You know what I mean? So it's like, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and that's a sisterhood you can't break up.
Right, exactly. Sophia. And I mean, and then if you want to be Destiny's Child, which I love Beyonce, but they did have a couple of changes throughout their career. The Golden Girls stayed the same.
So did you ever make the comment about being, I think that's what Lauren was trying to say.
Oh, about saying old as fuck?
Not saying the F word. I'm sorry. Our engineers will edit that out. Sorry, you guys will be okay.
Not to say old. I never like said like, oh my God, they're so old, they're the Golden Girls. Never said it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just like I said, going into the situation with my sisters, it was like, girl, it's us. You know, who wants it, they can get it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that's definitely how we went in. You know
what
I mean?
Who did you say it to?
I said it to both of them.
No.
Oh, wait, which
sister
one?
Did you say it to when you had this conversation?
I said it to both of them.
Oh, at the same time?
Or yeah, like...
It was Asia and Melissa?
Yeah.
Okay, I just remember seeing one. Because
it's like... No, well, see, but just like I said, the Golden Girls was on camera, but it's like, you know, it's us against whoever wanted Asia. We got your back.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we, you know, went in...
The mindset.
Yeah, mentality. That was my mindset, my mentality going in. Right. You know what I mean? I mean, it definitely got derailed.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? So, yeah, some of the things like, yeah, you know, ride or die for my sisters, that's what got brought up.
Mm-hmm,
so it's like a lot of off-camera stuff that was getting brought up. You know what I mean?
Right.
When people saw relationships being formed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's what you got to do. You got to divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I wasn't trying to divide and conquer.
Basketball wives, girl. You got to find survivor.
I mean, it is, but my crew, like, I was really trying to have me and my sisters be my crew. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's what my crew was supposed to be.
But is blood thicker than water?
I mean,
water is pure, though.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Is wine thicker?
Well, wine.
Wine is always the winner. Right? Wine is always the answer.
And Jesus made wine.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with wine.
There we go. We like wine.
Always. Which Golden Girl would you be then?
You know what? With a couple of glasses of these, I might have the mouth of...
Sophia? That's the mom.
No. I might have the mouth of...
Blanche?
Blanche? Dorothy?
Which one?
Dorothy.
I'm Dorothy. Oh, no, I'm not her. Blanche is Betty.
The sexy one.
Okay.
No, I've Betty, been, no, okay. Betty White is Rose.
Rose. Okay, so I'm Rose all day.
Oh, geez.
Regularly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Like, I'm like,
Rose,
I'm literally.
So sweet. She no. always got a story about that Olaf. But,
are you kidding me? Like, Rose, I'm Rose all day with some liquor. I'm Blanche.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, yeah. Girl, he's fine. Like, somebody needs to holler at him. I mean, okay. I can't, but somebody needs to holler at him.
Single, so you can show me.
Exactly.
Please come holler at me, though, because they got to come.
Yes, you got to come.
But yeah. Chill.
I love it. I love it. What about you? What about you?
Yeah. Oh, I am. I think I'm a mix of everybody. I don't like to do the whole one person thing. I think I'm a Blanche, Sophia, Dorothy, because I'm sarcastic.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I am Rose. I have special moments.
Like, I think.
One of my friends, we always, when she does her special thing, be like, okay, Rose, go sit down. That's her.
I love it.
What about
you?
Oh, me? I mean, I think I like to think I'm a Blanche, but I'm probably more like a Rose.
Blanche is fun.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
I'm maybe, I'm like, I don't know. I think. I agree. I'm probably a mixture of all of them. I think I'm probably like a Dorothy with some Blanche tendencies.
Okay, I like that.
That's see, awesome. I'm in the same way. I'm normal life every day in my own little world. Mm-hmm. I'm Rose all day, uh-huh. every day, just aww. Doing my own little thing. But like you said, with not liquor or alcohol in for me, but I have fun. A little sarcastic, and that keeps me from being like mm-hmm. on level 15 from other people, so I just subliminal sarcasm in there, so I'll probably be a little Dorothy on the side.
There but, you yeah.
go. And on FYI, I think they are looking at doing a Golden Girls reboot. Just a little FYI.
Wow. What?
Yes, I think I did hear that through the grapevine, I believe. So,
oh my gosh.
Speaking about Blanche and her sexiness, that clay making scene, like this, I mean, it was just so sexy and sensual. I was like, wait, where's my Patrick Swayze? I just don't want him to die, though. I want him to be alive. Because she was just like, oh, and lean in. And then Jackie was just over there looking like, okay, wait, I need to go home to see my husband right now. Like,
was it really that sexual?
No. Like, when I tell you, the way you guys saw it was the way she was saying it. Like, and she was like, yes, and then you have to poke, you have to go deeper, and then you have to smooth out.
Then you have to
write
it, and then you gotta let it poke
yeah,
out.
Yeah, like, she like, literally, it, but then you have Jackie, you know,
right.
commentating on the side. So it was really like, okay, wait a minute. What am is I this, like? Is this yeah. like, what
says the one
that is right? Exactly. Right. I'm like, what is this? Yeah. Like, are we making clay? Are we making toys? Like, yes. You know what I mean?
Elena.
It was a lot.
The clay thing
it was
can
a
hold
lot.
Your toys.
It seemed to be right. a lot. And we saw Kiana for the first time
in a while.
Minute.
Yeah, we haven't seen her since up the party, right?
Two.
Ooh, the last time I remember seeing her, she was at dinner and Elena.
With her and Elena.
They had their 2.0 version.
Oh, and then the party was after that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
So have you guys had a chance to interact?
Actually, I've known Kiana for a long time.
Oh, good.
I've known Kiana since we were in 11th grade.
Oh, wow. Also, I went to the same high school?
No. We just knew each other. We knew each other. Like, we kind of ran with the same click, mm-hmm. you know, in the valley. So I've known Kiana for a long time.
Nice. Well, yeah. I hope we get to see her more because we haven't seen her a whole lot this season. And we haven't seen Bonnie Jill a lot. I know she's
speaking of Bonnie Jill, poor Bonnie Jill at dinner.
Oh.
That poor girl.
No, don't say poor because what you didn't see is Bonnie did say, you don't fucking, sorry.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Sorry. She was like, don't talk to me like that.
Good.
I mean, definitely in her Bonnie Jill voice. Right. You know what I mean?
But I wish they showed that.
Yeah, yes. She definitely, that's one thing, I mean, I will say, because she is another mm-hmm. friend of mine mm-hmm. prior to all this. And she is very nice, but mm-hmm. definitely do not take that niceness for granted or for a weakness. Yeah. I would say she can be a little feisty.
I wish they showed that because I was
yeah, like, she can right. she can because what you didn't she definitely was like wait
yeah
you know
what I mean? Good for her.
You gotta
girl.
Check her real quick.
Right.
Can't let them steamroll you like mm-hmm. that, boo boo.
I'm excited. I want to see her and Kiana a little bit more this season for sure.
So yeah. Is there anything that we're missing that we haven't seen about since you? You're friends with Kiana, like, because I feel like we've seen her story play out in the headlines, not her voice, mm-hmm. and we're trying to see it now, but we're not getting to see a lot of her. Is there something that we're not seeing so far?
Kiana, what can I tell you about Kiana? She's a wonderful mom.
Mm-hmm.
She is a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. She's about her business,
good.
You know. Mm-hmm. So that's like two
is
of
she,
her.
Is she getting her personal time? Because that was my one thing with her. I don't want her to date yet. I need her to take some her, time.
You
to
know
be
what?
With
I can't. I can't speak on her personal life.
Okay, well, tell her I said.
Don't say. But what I will say Kiana is for she. Like a year too. I know she is. You know, focusing on. Like, I think, like, more of her family.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So, I do know that of.
Okay,
you know,
good.
Because her baby's still a baby.
Yeah.
And she's still a young lady. So yeah. I want her to explore. You know.
Yeah, she definitely deserves, deserves way more.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Can I ask a hard question before
go
we go?
Ahead.
Do you know who Sunia's man is?
No.
No, not her man, the guy that
the
she
guy
wants.
That, I'm sorry. The guy player. She claims is her dude?
I mean, right. Well, I will. This is why I will say is Sunia is older than me.
We know that. Okay.
So, I just know it's an older player.
If I
know
say
it's
a name. Would you blink once for yes? Blink twice,
no? I mean, personally, I don't know personally. I mean, I know
hear?
From
what
I've
what, heard. What
have
you heard? What you have heard?
I mean,
I had heard his name start with the letter. And it has a letter. And it ends with the letter.
I mean.
With a little bit in between.
Wait. What? I'm all, what letter?
It rhymes with yay.
Oh. can I have more wine?
Only if she's going to say something.
Yes, I'm all, can I have more wine?
Only.
We're going to
start your wine tonight.
I will say, I mean, I think I might have heard the same thing that you guys have heard.
We have a couple options. We've been
wait, okay. Tell
the
me.
The ladies have been doing their detective work.
We have.
What? Okay. Go what ahead. Are the options?
Like the hit go.
Well, yeah. I've heard that one starts with an L and one starts with an A.
L.
First name.
No, first name R starts with an R.
Oh, I haven't heard that one.
I don't know. Yeah.
R.
The first
L?
One.
I don't know.
One played for Miami.
Uh huh.
And one, I don't remember. I just know he was cute when I was growing up. That's all. I remember the team. I only go by the teams that have the cutest players. I really don't, like, remember names. Like.
Yeah. Well, I definitely know it's not Miami.
Okay, so there goes that L.
No. Okay.
So, I will say it's not Miami. From the word on the street. It's,
word on the street.
Word on the street.
Does it rhyme with Schmalen Schmiverson?
Girl,
that's a good one.
I don't know.
Oh, I am drinking wine. You are right. It start with the letter.
I
brought to you by
like,
the letter
yes.
A.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all I know is she's from Philly.
Is it anybody recent or it's like
she said
it was
older?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because we were thinking also.
Yeah, because she's 39. So,
okay.
You know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Get it, girl.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
She is.
Well, snapping. I had to ask.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't have you here on.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I mean, all I know is, you know, her name's Tania. She styles and she's from Philly. So,
okay. We'll put some pieces together, guys. We'll see what we can dig up.
I think we all get the same word on the street, you know. Yeah.
We have a few people in chat before we wrap up. They just want to say thanks for always keeping it real. They love your style. They think you're beautiful. And your character on the show is one that they wanted to see. They say they think you're a lot of fun as well. Mm-hmm. A lot of people love your realness. So, yeah. There
all
are people
things we
watching
can attest
out. You have a lot of positivity coming on the chat. Yes.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Honestly, I'm really, like, people say I'm not being myself, but, like, what you see is what you get with me. Like,
love
I don't know how to be nothing different. My mom taught me, be yourself if people don't like you.
Screw up.
Hey.
You know.
Screw those that matter don't mind.
Exactly.
Those that mind don't matter.
Right. And when they talking about you, you doing something right.
Always.
That's what she always told
right,
me.
Girl.
She was like, if they talking about you, you doing something right. Right. So.
That's
all
right.
Well, that's the best way to go out. So, ladies, before we go, tell the viewers where they can find you.
Hello again, everybody. You can find Tequila at _. I messed that all up.
And she was even drinking.
I know.
I am Tequila. You can, there we go, right? You can find me everywhere on social media at Tequila_.
And guys, I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And Kristen, where can they find you?
I'm Kristen Matoye. You can find me on Chris Marie, CRISSMARIE, on both IG and Twitter.
And hey guys, I'm Michelle Madison. You find me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV. Make sure to check us out on iTunes. Download us. Don't forget to tweet us. Hashtag us all your questions. We'll be back next week, Monday. And also, you want to head over to Kristen's page and holler, you know.
Follow. I need
follow her. Follow.
Yes.
That's right. And show cheers to you guys.
Cheers, ladies. Thank you for having me, ladies.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.